come. Holy Spirit, come. Ugh. Holy Spirit, come. He likes you a lot. Yahweh likes you a lot. I just think of the prodigal story, Luke 15. And the father looking at you and saying, come here. Come back home. Come back home. It's time. That out there won't satisfy you. Only he can satisfy you. You ready to come home? Amen. Yahweh, let's just pray for him. What's your name? Ryan. Ed, y'all wanna lay hands on Ryan? Everybody, let's pray for Ryan right now. Yeah, Ryan wants to come home. Yahweh, we just thank you for Ryan. We thank you that you are the prodigal father. You're an extravagant father. You're extravagant. Prodigal means extravagant. And he's saying to you tonight, son, I've been waiting, and I've been calling, and I've been watching, and I've been interceding, and I've been longing to wrap my arms around you again. The world is no place for my son. The world is no place for you. I'm your home. And I'm here with my arms wide open. And just as the prodigal father was kissing his son, I'm kissing your heart right now. And I'm saying, welcome home, son. I've missed you. And I love you. Welcome home. And I'm washing you even now with the precious blood of my son. And I'm making you clean. And I'm erasing your yesterdays. And I'm adorning you with my righteous robe. And I'm putting my shoes on your feet. And I'm putting my ring on your finger. And today I call you son again. Because I'm your Abba. I'm your daddy, I'm your father, I'm your friend, and I've missed you. I've missed the way you used to talk to me. I've missed you. I've missed that time we had together. I'm going to show you great and mighty things in your life. And I'm going to teach you how to worship me in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to love you like you've never been loved before. And I'm going to celebrate you. And I'm going to take off the prison garments and burn them on my altar. I'll put a crown on your head one day. Welcome home, son. You are forgiven. And you are cleansed. And you are mine. And I love you, son. Your father loves you. Yahweh, I ask you to fill him with your Holy Spirit. Set him on fire. Set his heart on fire. Set his heart on fire, Yahweh. Burn away the sorrow and the pain and the regret and the guilt and the shame. Just consume it right now. And fill him with that unconditional love. Because Yahweh says, I've chosen you. You didn't choose me. Yahweh chose you. Satan's a big fat liar. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. He's going to fight for you. Yahweh's going to fight for you. He already is. He has been. He's fighting for you. And he's going to teach you how to fight. I just see you've been trampled and trampled and trampled. The world's not a very friendly place. I just saw a bullet of light came out of you, Will, and it shot right into him. Will has something that he's going to give you. I don't think it's now. Might be if you feel like it's now, but Will has something for you that you need. You game? Wanna play? Wanna play ball? Yahweh's team? Thank you, Yahweh. It's all about you. It's all about you. Ho ho. Just whatever comes, it may not be words, it doesn't matter. Just whatever comes. Yahweh, move in power, we ask you in Yeshua's name. We ask you to move through Will right now. That bullet of fire I saw, Yahweh, would you release it?
Break him free, Father. Break him free from any bondage that he may be. We thank you, Lord, for his life, Father. You have a plan and a purpose for his life. Thank you. Seeing a lion roaring over you and empowering you. Thank you. Thank you for sure.
Yes.
Man of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Seeing a huge light being flashed on his heart.
Yes.
The darkness just scattered.
Putting an end to that, because that is not what his son deserves. You don't deserve that. Because you said yes to coming home. You can surrender. You said yes to coming home, but you haven't surrendered. And that is like step one. You said yes. He said, okay, come on, son, I love you. But you got all this baggage that you're holding on to. Yeshua's not holding on to it. Yahweh's not holding on to it. You are. And your brother here, Will, has been right where you're at. And he's got some authority because he's overcome. And if you will surrender, Yahweh's going to release his spirit on Will to get some demons out of you. But you gotta surrender. Done surrendering. Got something you need to say or anything you want? To anything. I'm just giving you an opportunity if you want to.
Things that he's already forgiven, and that I'm obviously in the right place. Saying things that I can worry about. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's because he's telling on you. Because he wants to help you. You're that one sheep out of the 99 that he left the 99 to go after you and brought you. I mean, he's got a bullseye on you the size of Texas.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get away easy. No way. He is honoring your heart, Brian. He's heard your cries. He's seen the hopelessness that you've been feeling. And he wants you to know that he is hope. And he's the only hope there is. And In the same way, I hope this is okay, because you always tell me to say, this man right here was dead, and Yeshua brought him back to life. Literally. And in the same way you've been dead spiritually, tonight he's going to bring you back to life.
Yeah.
And this man is going to lay his hands on you. And Yahweh's going to start your heart again. He told you, you're going to stop eating and stop feeling and stop hoping and stop living. And Yahweh has said, now is no time for you to be dead. It's time for you to live. So as you've come and confessed and surrendered, now he can fill you up and give you hope. Yeah? Does that sound good? Great. So, I'd love it if the men in the room would come get around, Ryan. And you okay with that? The guys come and just get around you? How about we get a chair for him, because he might fall. There's some power going on. We just invite you to come. All these men here with their hands laid on Ryan, they are a container for the living Yahweh. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would pour your life, your power, your love, your words through every one of these men's hands. And that that power would go into Ryan and his dead spiritual soul heart would come to life again. In the name of Yeshua, Holy Spirit, do what you do and bring life. See a dead man come to life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, the other night, when I was singing, whatever that was you were singing, about that divine, what we're singing, about that bird.
Oh, like a lion roar.
Let the lion roar. She kept singing that. And what I saw was our Abba, that is a, like, when you think about a lion, you think about this lion, right? Just picture a lion. His cubs are behind him, right? You're behind him. He will fight for you. He will fight to the death. There is nothing. He did to the death. He fought for you. And he is that lion. That roar, that is from the heart of God saying, I have glory over you, son. I am fierce. Nobody come after this one. You mine. That's who he is. That's your father. I will be a roaring lion. He's saying, I love you.
Your trip coming here.
Yeah.
That whole thing, and how amazed you are at what's going on right now. We're sitting here doing the same
yeah.
thing.
Oh.